street vendors hawking fresh fruit and tamales from pushcarts are as much a part of LA as sunshine and beaches. But it's actually a misdemeanor to sell food, or anything for that matter, on public sidewalks. That's out of step with many big cities in the U.S., says Mark Valianatos, an urban and environmental policy expert at Occidental College.
Ironically, it's the only one of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. that doesn't allow for the selling of food on the sidewalks.
Valianatos says many low-income immigrants take up street vending anyway, at the risk of having their carts confiscated.
And this is one of the few economic niches that they could move into to start providing for themselves and their family.
He estimates there are as many as 12,000 unlicensed vendors in the city. Because the practice is a vital source of income for so many residents, activists are pushing city council to reform the law. Janet Favela is an organizer with the East LA Community Coalition. She says there's a ways to go before concrete proposals are made, and that many questions must still be asked.
If we legalize street vending, what should we do? What should it look like? How is it going to better serve their needs so that they do feel like there's an opportunity for them?
But even if changes are made, Valianatos says California's health code presents more challenges to vendors.
If you want to operate legally, you'd have to have a cart that has a certain numbers of sinks on it, or refrigeration, or heating up water, etc. So I think the solution might be to try to work with the regulators and work with the companies that manufacture food trucks and carts and with vendors to try to come up with kind of a lower cost version of the required equipment.
If a solution can be reached, Valianatos says that it could provide an economic boost to the city too.
This activity is happening in many places. But right now, the city isn't getting, they're not getting any permit fees from it, and they're not getting any sales tax from it.
Beyond the financial incentives for the city, Favela says vendors also help keep Angelenos healthy.
We do want to incentivize, right, healthy foods and fruits and vegetables, because we do think that, you know, there are specific areas that are part of the city that don't have much access to healthy foods or fresh fruits and vegetables.
And she says doing that has a positive impact on the local economy.
Street vendors always say, you know, we do contribute to this economy. We buy all of our products here in the city of Los Angeles.
Coalition members have held initial meetings with city council staffers and plan to keep building community support for their movement over the next few months. Omar Shamoot, Annenberg Radio News.